This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This good day, health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronos from Lake Cardiology down in Mondura, Florida, the epitome, the heart and soul of, in the middle of Florida, of good cardiac care is found at Lake Cardiology with Dr. Ken. So many people from around that area, around the southeast, around the country, go visit with him. And during the course of our conversations every week, I think you can find out why. You understand why, because he's very good at interpreting the info and having it apply to you or people that would have some of these issues. And because of what's been going on here the last, it seemed like 6 months. We've been talking about this COVID thing for 6 months. And I'm betting we'll probably still be talking about it a little bit, not as much as we get beyond Christmas and into the new year, Ken. But still, the focus is on what do we do? How do we? One of the questions is about face shields and whether they're effective or ineffective. I saw one thing that suggested they were ineffective at blocking aerosols to prevent the spread. I also see something here about those who sing. If you're wearing a face mask, not a good idea. Well, I mean, that seems to make sense, right?
Well, let's untangle this a little bit, Doug, because you used a word called a face shield, which is different than a face mask.
Right, okay.
And yep. So you have to choose your words here. And the face mask, we all know the surgeons wear them. They cover their face and nose, and I hope the listeners are wearing them when they're not able to social distance. And then the shield, which is not yet a standard recommendation for all of us, it goes over all that and additionally covers the eyes. Let's first talk about face masks, because the news this week is about what face masks can protect you from when you're sitting in front of the choir. So you may not want to be in the first row in church, because what the news is, if you sing indoors without a face mask, you run the risk of spreading COVID-19 through tiny airborne particles known as aerosols. And that's the conclusion research has reached after studying a choir practice. And it seems like most of COVID-19 is spread through the body's throwing it out from the respiratory tract, either coughing it out, talking it out, or singing it out, just blowing it out your own airway into the air, and then 70 to 80% of it is breathed in by the other person through the nose, and that's why it's so critical to cover your nose with these face masks, and then the rest mostly through the mouth and a little bit maybe through the eyes. If you are watching people sing, hopefully they have face masks on, but they probably won't. You just don't want to get too close.
Yeah, you wouldn't be singing under that circumstance.
Correct.
Yep. All right, timing here. Up next, the time to get a flu shot and whether we're going to risk the twindemic if we don't get a flu shot or both flu shots. What's the bottom line on that? Because a lot of people are asking that question, Ken.
Well, in normal times, which is any year but 2020, I would recommend everyone getting a flu shot, unless you've had a reaction to it in the past, sometime between Halloween and Thanksgiving. So it's easy to remember. But this year, we're urging people to get them as soon as possible because several reasons. We don't want you to present with symptoms, and it's unclear whether it's COVID-19 or the flu because there are overlapping symptoms. Also, we want to try to limit the overwhelming possibility of the healthcare system being overwhelmed by a combined flu and a bump in COVID-19. So get your flu shot as soon as possible. From the shot, you can't get the flu. It's an inactivated virus. If you take the kind of vaccine where you breathe it in, that's a live vaccine. I recommend everyone just get the shot. And also, some good news from Australia. Australia in the southern hemisphere always leads America in terms of the flu, and we can get a good sense of what kind of flu season we'll have in America if you look at what's already happened in Australia each year. And the good news is this year it's been a very mild flu season in Australia, so hopefully it'll turn out as it usually does to mimic Australia. And I think one of the reasons, the big reason why it's been a light flu season, is all of the prevention that we're doing to avoid COVID-19, the face mask, the social distancing, the hand washing, keeping the hands off the face, the nose, the mouth, the eyes. All of those things decrease the ability to get COVID-19. And guess what? The added benefit, decrease the spread of the flu.
All right. So the next step in this is whether or not the things you've just talked about may lead to a record low flu season here, there is some research already on that, yes?
Yes, and the research is looking at the results already that have occurred in the southern hemisphere, and especially Australia, as a good indicator for America. And things look good because it has been already a light flu season in Australia, and that's usually the predictor for America. So it doesn't mean you should not get a flu vaccine because, again, you don't know 100%. This is an odd year. We don't know whether, we don't yet know if you get both flu and COVID-19. Is that even worse than getting just one or the other? We don't yet know that, and we'll know that by the end of this year. So don't be a guinea pig.
Hey, hey, hey. All right, so I want to talk about the CDC as we continue here. One of the things, there's one day there's one bit of advice from them, and then the next day there's another bit of advice. Sounds like they're on to some kind of Mondo Bizarro plane here. One of the things that people are most upset about is the recommendation for Halloween. We'll talk about that in a moment as we continue here. This is Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Don't forget our podcast every week, which basically brings to the bottom line a lot of the advice and the information that Ken has. For example, the most recent podcast with Ken on Good Day Health is a focus on why young people are dying from COVID, even though the numbers are not high. It's a very interesting bit of research offering reasons about the rarity of young people dying, but what the circumstances are. And, of course, there's much more information. Ken is a cardiologist. Usually every week we have info on heart attacks and strokes and that sort of thing. Certainly my focus on the TIA I had has been an important part of conversation here. So that's all included in the Good Day Health podcast. Check them all out with Ken and Jack every week, a new one, GoodDayHealthShow.com.
In her address to the Republican National Convention, Kimberly Klasick touched on a truth that the GOP must address if they want to remain relevant in the years to come. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. During her speech, Kimberly Klasick, who was running for Congress in Baltimore, said that she wants to see her city become, quote, an example to Republicans around the country that we can compete in our inner cities if we reach out to the citizens and deliver real results. The Republican Party has struggled to make inroads with the black community for decades. Some have argued that this is because black Americans are conditioned by the media and the Democrats. But the reality is that the GOP has failed to make a concerted and genuine effort to reach black voters at the local, state, and federal level. Until now. Klasick has the right idea. She has been pounding the pavement and interacting with potential voters ever since she started campaigning. Regardless of the outcome, she is setting an example for the rest of the party. The question is, are the Republicans ready to start courting black votes again? Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news where truth matters.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Bitcoin is a decentralized and digital cryptocurrency that does not use a central bank or single administrator. It began back in 2009, and with a limited supply, Bitcoin has become big money. Sean Amuni is CEO and founder of ShakePay, and they specialize in Bitcoin transactions.
The premise here is that we believe that Bitcoin is this new way for people to transact with their wealth. And over the next 10, 20 years, you're going to start seeing a big shift in financial infrastructure moving from the big bank to these online commercial centers, and Bitcoin is going to usher in that new wave. And so we believe enabling a way to get into and understand how Bitcoin works, what it is, and to just get a feel of how to use it is really just that step into that direction.
More info is at shakepay.co.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Meanwhile, back in the ranch, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen here, going through a lot of the research that Ken has worked on this week. He does researching himself at his clinic in Florida, Lake Cardiology. Should you ever want to be in touch with him for a direct visit or some sort of telemedical visit, you can do that pretty easily by calling 352-735-1400. That's the office number for Ken, 352-735-1400. All right. So I was talking about the CDC and what they're saying. I think more people are upset about their recommendations for Halloween than anything else because they've said nyet to it. Yes?
Well, if Ebenezer Scrooge is to Christmas, who is the equivalent to Halloween?
Guy running the CDC.
So here we go. And yep. This is out of the CDC. They recommend that people avoid having children go door to door for treats this year, calling it a higher risk activity during the COVID-19 pandemic. The agency also, listen to this, they're discouraging trunk or treat events where treats are handed out from trunks of cars lined up in large parking lots, crowded costume parties held indoors, and visiting indoor haunted houses where people may crowd together and scream. I can't wait till next year.
This is such a duh. As I said, there seems to have been back and forth this past week. A number of times the CDC says one thing one day, something else the other day. But it's taken them until now to suggest what you and I have talked about since the very beginning of this. If you're obese, you're a sitting duck, basically. Right?
Absolutely. And I think this is one of the several major reasons why in America the death rate is so high. The CDC finally announced this week, you know, they looked at all the research and they blessed it that the rising obesity levels in America are putting those individuals at high risk of death during this pandemic. And yes, you and I, Doug, we have been talking about that for a while, and it's just a good reason. And that this is why it's a bit counterintuitive to close the gyms during this episode to all of us, because in Florida, thankfully, they opened up the gyms, but during the 3 months they were closed, I, like everybody else, put 10 pounds on. Just about every one of my patients put on 10 pounds.
Isn't that interesting? I took off almost that much. Isn't that interesting?
Well, that is rare because I have documented, I call it the pandemic 10, the COVID 10, and you can see it. And then in Florida, they instituted strict rules for opening the gyms, distancing the machines, distancing people. You must wear a face mask, plenty of material to clean down the equipment, and it's working, and people are taking the weight off again. So go figure.
Well, yeah. All right. Are you going to be in line to take the Russian vaccine? I see that Putin has offered it to the United Nations staffers.
I think I'll pass on that one.
Yeah. How about Johnson & Johnson? They have started the vaccine trials. Evidently, they're in phase three of this. They say their vaccine could be ready by the new year. So what do you, we talk about the various options here every week. What do you make of that?
There are four companies, Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, Pfizer, and AstraZeneca, who are in phase three. And I think between October, November, and December, one of those four will be passed by the FDA as safe and effective. Johnson & Johnson is fourth in line in this group, finally getting to phase three. But the interesting thing about J&J's vaccine, it's only going to require one shot. So that's the good news.
Vitamins that minimize the risk of COVID infection, next in our focus here on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Moving back into our focus on you and your health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. Don't forget to check out our podcast every week. Fresh new information at gooddayhealthshow.com. Dr. Fauci has said that taking vitamin C and D, and actually he mentioned B in this as well, he takes them himself to prevent the COVID infection. So what about that for you? Have been big on vitamin D for years, and we all know that C is almost a given. You got to take that, and it's usually in a good, healthy multivitamin. But what about D? You don't find that much in a multivitamin, Ken, right?
Well, the newer multivitamins, most of them do have at least 1,000 units of D, and I would make sure that yours does in general, and ask your doctor, especially these times, to check your vitamin D level. That's something that can be determined. It should be above 30. And it seems like the immune system works more effectively early on after exposure to the virus when the vitamin D level is active and effective. And you want to make sure that you're getting enough vitamin C in the diet. And a good multivitamin will have plenty of the B vitamins. So eat a healthy diet, take a multivitamin, get your D level checked. And when the doctor says it's okay, definitely get into an exercise program and get 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night.
All right, one of the, and this is probably our last focus on COVID for this week, one of the things that has come out this week is an examination of all of these masks and what really is effective. There's a psychological effect, I think, of wearing mask. I think it's just good form. But the microbes or microns or whatever, they measure these droplets in microns, right? And apparently there's only one mask, and I'm not sure what the name of it is, that that is down to preventing the dispersal of one micron of whatever may be coming out of your body. So the, what is it, the N92 supposedly is down to 3 microns, so it doesn't keep it in. Do we need to get into the weeds? Well, is it important for you to know mask is the right mask?
Well, in general, any mask is better than no mask. And the main reason you're wearing a mask is to help, is to be helpful to everyone else and not spread it around. But definitely a good mask will also protect yourself. And What you're talking about is the N95.
N95, yeah. Right.
That is definitely the most effective. They're very hard to get if you're not a healthcare worker. And unless you're in the line of fire as a healthcare worker, I think if you have a 3-ply or 4-ply surgical face mask, it's almost just as good, and that would do. There was a report this week, even the homemade, at least 2-ply face masks are almost as good as the 3- and 4-ply surgical face masks. But these 3 and 4, the 3-ply especially, surgical face masks are widely available right now, and they're excellent for most of us, except for if you're an active healthcare worker in the hospital taking care of actively ill patients. For most of us, a good 3-ply surgical face mask is going to be great. It's going to dramatically lower your risk, and it's going to dramatically lower the risk of you spreading it to everyone else.
Mm-hmm. I just think it's interesting how much different information. There's so much information, sometimes it's hard to know what to believe.
The other thing is the KN95, which is the Chinese substitution for the N95. Supposedly, a lot of them are not as good as we expected, and that came out this week. That was some big news that people are, because they can't get the N95, they're getting the Chinese KN95, but it is not as effective.
All right. There's some interesting and important information. That's what we hope all of these times are that you spend with us on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, up next, a focus on Ken's specialty, cardiology and heart failure. That's as we continue on this week's Good Day Health.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Fall is a season that's a little in the middle. It's sort of the best of two seasons. It's no longer a sweaty summer, but the winter chill is still around the corner. And that's the perfect time to feed and seed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder. Even better than spring, because the soil is still warm, but the air is getting cool. So your lawn gets the most nutrients in the best combination of temperatures. Feed and seed now with Scott's Turf Builder. And build the best lawn for every season. Scott's, it's good out here.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democrats say, you shouldn't do it. Why? We have a lot of time.
At a Jacksonville, Florida rally last night, President Trump makes his case for filling a Supreme Court vacancy before Election Day.
Let me ask you the one simple question. If it was them instead of us, do you think they'd do it?
Trump will announce his nominee to succeed the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg at 5 p.m. Eastern tomorrow. Today, Ginsburg becomes the first woman to ever lie in state at the U.S. Capitol. One of two Louisville cops shot during protests on Wednesday out of the hospital less than 24 hours later. He was shot during a protest that broke out over a decision not to directly charge any officer with the killing of Breonna Taylor back in March. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Former President Barack Obama stepping up to support the Democratic ticket as he's scheduled to join Kamala Harris for two virtual fundraisers next Friday. It'll be their first event since she became Joe Biden's running mate. The two holding a similar fundraiser over the summer. Anyone will be able to join for a donation of just $1. Florida prosecutors have dropped charges against New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft. The 79-year-old had been accused of soliciting prostitution at a day spa in Florida in January of 2019. So what about the Times Square New Year's Eve celebration this year? In the face of the continued pandemic, well, as you might imagine, it's heading online, according to Tim Tompkins of the Times Square Alliance, who says the ball drop is still very important.
Of course, these are very different times, but we knew that it would be completely inappropriate to have huge crowds in Times Square, not to mention the fact that neither the mayor or the governor would allow it properly. But we said it's also very important. We're all going to want to say goodbye to 2020.
Tompkins says only a very small group of people will be at the scaled-back celebration in person. The owner of One Times Square, where the ball actually drops, created an app so people can enjoy the virtual experience. You can enjoy us in a virtual sense online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now we go into the second half hour. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen here at your service and on your side, resuming sex after you have a heart attack. How many times you have your clinic in Florida, Lake Cardiology is all about circulation, strokes, heart disease, plaque buildup, all of that stuff. So if you have a heart attack, I guess maybe does it depend on how severe it is as to how soon you can resume having sex, or what is the rule here according to this research?
Well, this is a good topic to talk about. It's something that comes up a lot in a heart doctor's office. And the news this week is out of the European Journal of Preventive Cardiology, because many heart attack survivors, they worry that resuming sex too soon afterwards, Doug, might trigger another heart attack. But this new research suggests the opposite may be true. People who resumed their regular sex lives during the 6 months after a heart attack, they had 35% lower risk of death. So this is great news. It's reassuring. Really? And be open. Just ask the heart doctor, when is a good time to resume sexual activity, regardless of it, whether it's a heart attack, whether it's another issue with the heart. This is a question that you should feel comfortable talking to the heart doctor about. We talk about it all the time with our patients.
All right. So let's talk a little bit more. I saw a report on how hard it is for some, and not difficult with others, who live with chronic heart failure. And whether or not you can tell when you are talking to somebody first, you know, the first time you meet them, do they have a progressive condition or something that just is minor? The number of people that you see every week must be in the dozens. And I wonder how often, when you look at the common conditions where people come in to visit with you, how often this is a, you know, sort of once in a lifetime event and you can, you know, keep it from happening again, or how many people come into you with actually a progressive condition that will get worse even if they're on certain drugs?
Boy, let's untangle that.
Right.
Heart failure, unfortunately, way too common problem. Over 5 million Americans have it. Way too many Americans each year die from it. Over a 500,000 die from it each year. And it's unfortunately a problem. Once you get it, it becomes a chronic problem. And heart failure is when the heart just does not deliver adequate amount of blood flow to the rest of the body. And it's usually due to the weakening of the heart muscle, but it can also be due to the stiffening of the heart muscle. Remember, the heart's a pump. It needs to propel blood forward. If it's too weak and can't do it, then an adequate amount of blood doesn't get pushed forward. But also the heart's a pump and it has to fill with blood. So it has to relax to let the blood in. And there are times when we have a stiff heart. And if the heart is very stiff, it won't relax. So if you can't get blood in, it can pump great. But if it doesn't relax, there's nothing in it to pump. So there's two types of heart failure. One where the heart can pump very well, but it can't relax and fill, and one where it relaxes and fills well, and it can't pump forward. And there are rare people who have both, unfortunately. And these are treated differently, and they're chronic issues. You don't have a magic wand, unfortunately, and just fix these. And depending on how well we're doing depends on how you're feeling. People who have heart failure, they get short of breath with exertion. When it gets more serious, even at rest, you notice they tire more easily. Cardiologists call this decreasing exercise tolerance. You can walk up a few flights of stairs in the past, not even know it. Now you get short of breath. It's not the only cause of, but heart failure certainly is common there. And the fluid starts accumulating behind the heart because it's not getting propelled forward. So you get swelling in the ankles. You can get swelling anywhere in the body. And it needs to be treated. And it's a challenge often to get it done.
Yeah. Doesn't sound like fun, man.
If you see your weight going up unexpectedly, you know, that also is a sign because the fluid's not going out of the body, and you know, you start seeing 2 to 3 pound weight gain. It's not related to you, the calories you're taking in, your ankle's starting to swell, you can't sleep flat on your back, you're getting short of breath, you're tiring more easily, you have unexplained fatigue. Get to the heart doctor, make sure it's not heart failure.
How hard or easy is it to find a good heart doctor, by the way?
Depends where you are, and you know, they're out there.
And you usually have to get them as a recommendation from your primary care physician, right?
Not exclusively. Depending on the insurance you have, you can go yourself. Most people can make an appointment directly, but depending on your insurance, you may have to go through your primary care doctor.
Mm-hmm. All right. So there's that situation. There's a drug called metformin that I think a lot of people are familiar with, used for those who have diabetes, and that can create heart failure, all kinds of stuff. But there's now new research shows it could be good for something else, right?
This is some good news this week out of the medical journal Diabetes Care, because as you mentioned, metformin, which most of us know is a common type 2 diabetes drug, it may have some unexpected but good side effect. People taking the drug seem to have significantly slower declines in thinking and memory, which is cognition, as they age. So this is an added benefit. It needs to be studied more if it could be actually used for this specific indication.
So would you go to your doctor and say, hey, put me on this because I'm worried about getting Alzheimer's or something? Could this be, are there consequences from taking it that would be negative, or is it all positive?
Well, as I was trying to anticipate that question, that's a study that needs to be done. And it is, and we'll know that in the short future.
All right. Well, I think that's very intriguing from my point of view, anybody's
yes.
point of view. You don't
Absolutely.
Want to have that as a problem.
Because we really don't have a good drug that does that. And metformin's been around for a long time, and most people mm-hmm. tolerate it pretty well.
Yep. All right. Pediatricians in our focus as we continue here on Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus at your service. I'm Doug Steffen with a word about losing weight. As long as we're talking about diabetes, created most of the time by people who are too heavy. So if you want to lose that weight, not have that problem, do it the natural way, the healthy way, by using a product called Calitrin. I'm pleased to tell you for the past pretty much almost 3 years, I've been singing the praises of Calitrin because it is a drug-free, stimulant-free product that's so easy to get, easy to use. It's made in America. It's FDA. The manufacturing facility has been approved by the FDA. There's nothing else that's going to get into this product that's going to mess you up. It's all natural, stimulant-free. You take it at bedtime. You sleep better. And by the way, it'll get to work within 45 days or you get your money back. You'll see yourself losing weight. What I want you to do is get on the program so you can lose weight and therefore keep it off. And that's why I say 6 months on this is great. And because you can buy three at the regular price and get 3 months free, it's a no-brainer. If you buy more than that, it's a payment plan that'll help you out as well. They just want you to get on it, benefit from it, and live a happy, healthy life. Nothing wrong with that. TopLoss.com, developed by a doctor and three nurses. It is the ticket to safe, drug-free weight loss. TopLoss.com is the website. Discount code at checkout is DJV. No shipping charges and other benefits as well. That's DJV, the code, at TopLoss.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
Should we teach children to do well, but not too well? That is a message taught by a youth football league in Pennsylvania, which prohibits winning by more than 30 points. One coach knew his team was doing so well they might break that rule, so he was playing the second string. But a 5-year-old who had never had a chance to run with a ball scored a touchdown anyway, and the kids played so hard they won, 36-0. Now the league wants to suspend the volunteer coach and fine him $500. Many youth sports leagues try to make sure all the kids have fun. But the only way to make sure nobody loses is to make sure nobody wins either. At least, not by too much. Instead of teaching kids to be mediocre, we should teach them to do their best.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Street. Remember how bad this past flu season was? Well, it's that time again. Time to think about ways to protect yourself against the flu.
Number one, get a flu shot. Number two, stay away from people that are ill. It sounds, logical. And number three, keep your hands out of your eyes, nose, and mouth, and wash your hands regularly.
Dr. Gregory Poland, head of Mayo Clinic's vaccine research group, says, if you do get the flu, stay away from others. You're contagious from a day or two before you show symptoms to several days after.
There are antiviral medications that are effective. We give them routinely in people where we expect high rates of complications due to influenza. Elderly people, people with diabetes, lung disease, heart disease, etc. But they're available to other people, too. The main thing is that you have to be seen pretty early after symptom.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Back with Dr. Ken here on Good Day Health. There's a study about pediatricians. I remember Dr. Golden used to come to our house. He would check us out when we were sick. And my mother would write him a check for $25 for the house visit.
Wow.
What a
bargain.
Where did that go? All right, so now, what's going on with pediatricians and families who say, you know what, I think I'll pass on getting a shot?
And this story was done before we have a vaccine for COVID-19. So this issue is going to become even hotter as the vaccine for COVID-19 becomes available and schools will have to make decisions whether they require the kids to have them. But the fact is, from this article that was published September 15, 2020, is that more than one-third of American pediatricians, Doug, actually dismiss families from their practices when parents refuse to vaccinate their children.
Kind of sounds arrogant to me. But it just seems arrogant to me.
And 34% of these pediatricians apparently refuse to take on new patients whose parents are unwilling to have them receive recommended shots for measles and other diseases which are available.
I think that's pretty controversial, frankly. I see that Sam's Club is offering telehealth. We were touting you in telehealth, telemedicine. People call your office at 352-735-1400. They can have a teleconference with you. So how might it work? I guess they're working with a primary care provider named 98.6 to provide Sam's Club members with, and this isn't going to cost a lot of money, with access to the doctor, $20 per participant for the first 3 months. What do you think of that?
Well, it's primary care via telehealth. I think telehealth under some circumstances is wonderful. I can't do a stress test via telehealth, but I can do a lot of things via telehealth, and I think it is hopefully going to stay. I think it's very helpful in a lot of circumstances. I like it, the patients like it, and the doctors are using it very effectively right now, and it's taken on a life of its own. I think everybody likes it.
One of the things you and I were talking about on the air and off the air is my condition after the slight TIA I had 3 weeks ago and having different reactions to the drugs that I've been taking and stopping some of them. And I wonder whether having you were a little vexed with me because I did some stuff without talking to you, and I appreciate that. If I were to get a telemedical, I mean, what can you tell by talking to me or any patient by looking at them? Don't you just need to have somebody come into the office for most things?
You were talking to me about a sudden change in how you're feeling, and with that circumstance where there's an acute change in how you're doing, you may want to call your office first. And in many of those circumstances, telehealth won't work, but you have to assess this on a case-by-case basis, and after discussion, you'll know.
Yeah. I see a story about a construction worker in Massachusetts who loved black licorice, and he died because he ate a half a bag every day.
And so his potassium was low?
Yeah. So he just died. It causes low potassium and imbalances in minerals. 2 ounces of black licorice a day is bad for you. Apparently any black licorice is really bad for you, so don't put it in your Halloween. Oh, wait a minute, I forgot. We don't have Halloween. Alright, Dr. Ken. Questions for Dr. Ken up and coming next here on Good Day Health.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR.
PCR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Questions for Dr. Ken here at 53 past the hour. There are those of us who believe turmeric or curcumin, it's pretty much the same thing, I think, at least that's what I've been told, is good for you in many different ways. Would you like to list, Ken, some of the ways or all of the ways or as many ways you can think of that turmeric and curcumin, why did they call it two different things? Why don't they just call it one thing or the other?
Well, they just want to confuse you.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Well, they've done that. All right. So what are the very many good things that come from using either turmeric or curcumin?
Well, there have been a number of health benefits listed for turmeric. The news is that it can ease pain of arthritis. That's out of the Annals of Internal Medicine this month. It's been recommended for depression, type 2 diabetes, we were just talking about metformin, for viral infections. There's been some suggestion that it might be beneficial. Other areas have been for premenstrual syndrome. Women, you know who you are who have these symptoms, you might try it. There's some suggestion that it may help for high cholesterol. Other areas, even Alzheimer's disease, it might help lower the risk. Arthritis, as we mentioned, cancer, irritable bowel, a lot of benefits for turmeric, headaches, and now you're pushing my memory.
That's okay.
Let me think of anything else I can think of. Actually, acne, yes. Skin.
Really?
I think you've emptied my memory of ways that turmeric helps.
Yeah, that's fine. All right. There is one wonders about attitude. We were talking about heart attacks and what influences your body, your mind, back to the spirit-mind-body connection that we frequently address here, and what happens when you feel good, you look at someone you love or you like or you have an experience when you're smiling. Is it true that smiling is really that good for you, or is it just all in your head?
My own personal opinion is it's definitely good for you, and there's actually a study this month from experimental psychology that comes to the conclusion that smiling boosts your overall outlook. And I just think that it creates in the body the good hormones, the healing hormones. It promotes the immune system. It gets rid of some of these hormones that tend to make things irritable, the electrical system of the heart, the inflammatory system, makes it inappropriate and excessive. And it just creates a nice, healthy relationship of the good and bad hormones in the body.
Mm-hmm. All right, keep smiling. Is it true that your heart could have drastic damage if you have COVID? I think we were talking about that, and it depends on the severity, doesn't it, of the COVID experience you have?
This is something that is needing longer-term study, and this is the question of the late effects of COVID-19, and there's a suggestion that there may be some inflammation in a fraction of people who have had COVID, and this is an area that we need to continue to watch, and this is why you want to continue to wear your mask, and this is why when the vaccine is proven safe and effective, you want to get it, and this is a story that I think we're going to have to keep watching and learning about. What are the late effects of getting a COVID-19 infection?
All right, this is a personal question about the experience that I had. I think this is a good conversation for everybody. The blood pressure readings that I've had over my life have been pretty low, pretty good, pretty moderate. And so when I went on the blood thinner, I felt lightheaded. I stopped. You told me that wasn't a good idea because it wouldn't compute that the blood pressure medicine would make you lightheaded. So,
wait a second. You're not on a blood pressure medicine.
Blood thinner. Yes, correct. Yeah.
Right. It could be. And the only way a blood thinner might make you lightheaded is if you were hemorrhaging, and you definitely weren't, and your volume in your body was declining. And first of all, we don't know whether your blood pressure was lower because you didn't measure that. You assume that.
When I had the lightheadedness, you mean? Well,
right. Low blood pressure is only one of numerous causes of lightheadedness, and that's why you need to get checked and get the blood pressure measured and get examined to try to do detective work for why you're having lightheadedness. And there's a long list of causes for lightheadedness.
All right. There's the word from Dr. Ken, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Questions for Dr. Ken at 59 past the hour.
Our world has changed, which means our everyday has changed too. We work differently, shop differently, and celebrate differently. But what hasn't changed is the need to keep our communities safe by reporting terrorism-related suspicious activity to local authorities. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security's If You See Something, Say Something campaign program manager, Ryan Streeter, shares more.
It's vital we all remain vigilant and are motivated to act. If you see suspicious activity, report it to the nearest local law enforcement agency or person of authority. Describe specifically what and who you observed, as well as when, where, and why you found it suspicious.
September 25th marks the third annual national If You See Something, Say Something Awareness Day.
We want to remind the public that we all play a role in keeping our communities safe. Learn the indicators of terrorism-related suspicious activity, and on September 25th, share why you see say using hashtag YICSay.
Learn more at dhs.gov/CSayDay.